Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. Are you still listening? Good. Take a deep breath. You needed a break. This Earth Week, you can live stream 7 national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. So, yes, you can literally stream a stream. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.
The chilling new original docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean and a woman named Sylvie.
To the can model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire. Now streaming on Paramount Plus. The hit Paramount Plus original docuseries returns.
The last time I saw Max, he looked at us laughing, and then everything changed in a blink of an eye.
My feeling as a detective is that he was murdered.
Yahoo Entertainment calls it a spine-chilling docuseries showcasing real-life tragedies.
What if it was your child who went missing?
We need to know the truth.
Never seen again. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
All right, we are back with an instant reaction podcast. Spring practice number 5 is wrapped up. First practice in full pads. The pads were popping today, so that was cool to see. Gabby, it definitely was a more physical viewing window for us in terms of the drills that they were running, which makes sense with it being the first practice in full pads. I thought once again the quarterbacks looked good. During the portion of practice that we could watch, Cam Ward with a nice deep ball touchdown to Isaiah Horton, and I believe Reese Poffenbarger had a nice deep ball touchdown to Xavier Restrepo in what was kind of like a half 7-on-7 session. So it's encouraging to see the wide receivers still create some separation, still make plays with the pads coming on. I do think full pads, the corners did look slightly better than we had seen. I think Jadis Richard is steadily progressing nicely compared to the first week of spring practice where he kind of had some struggles getting a little too handsy and just not covering as well as he should have. He's a guy that's kind of standing out a little bit to me here in recent practices. In terms of the inside run drill that we got to watch, one guy that stood out to me was Marcellus Pulliam. He was kind of bringing the wood a little bit. They had Chris Johnson working as the first running back on those inside run drills, so that was interesting to see. Of course, that running back group is a little depleted at the moment. So it's an opportunity for guys like Chris Johnson to show what they can do. How about you, Gabby? What stood out to you just watching the fully padded practice, the portion that we could see?
Yeah. I think a lot of the things that, you said, David, I mean, I thought Cam Ward was awesome today. I thought the quarterbacks in general were really good. You know, Reese Poffenbarger, I thought showed a lot of different things. Jakari Brown, a guy, I think he's just at a much better place at this point of his career than he has been at any other, so it's good to see the progression from him. Talk about Cam Ward, deep balls. I thought he threw a really, really good ball to Jacoby George. Honestly, Jadis Richard couldn't have covered it much better. He just really dropped it in at like the very, very back, near the paint of the back of the end zone, and just dropped it right into Jacoby George's hands. Not much of a better throw you could ask for. So I thought Cam Ward was sharp today. Xavier Restrepo, I thought, was sharp again. I thought him and Michelle Powell just continued to compete. They continue to kind of go at it, but I think Xavier Restrepo wins more than he loses, but I still think Michelle Powell does a good job of giving him some competition there. Those two rep it out a lot, and I think Restrepo is just continuing to do really well. I thought Ray Joseph right behind him in the slot was really good. I think the tight ends are, continuing to kind of, make progressions, and I think they still kind of do their thing. Definitely some more resistance from the safeties and those guys, but I thought that they performed, pretty well. I'm trying to think of, I would definitely say Jadis Richard, I thought, played some solid defense today. JoJo Trader is another one that I think he was working against a walk-on in a couple of the reps that we saw, and he, you know, made easy work of him. So it's good to see JoJo Trader, you know, continuing to kind of take those strides. You know, in that half 7-on-7 that David was talking about, they were working some screen games, some quick passes with, you know, running backs, whether that be, you know, swing passes to the running backs or quick screens to the receivers. You know, Trevante Citizen is a guy that got in there, you know, was catching passes. You know, he was fully participating in, you know, what should probably be considered thudding. You know, they weren't really tackling, but, you know, definitely wore a couple hits and kind of continued moving. So I think you're starting to see that he is kind of getting a little bit more comfortable with that leg or that knee, whatever it is that he's coming back from. And, you know, I think that's an encouraging sign. We'll see. You know, obviously it's always wait and see with Trevante Citizen and what that situation looks like, but it was encouraging to see him out there today. Just in linebackers, you know, when they're doing some special team stuff, they're kind of doing a drill where they kind of have to, you know, basically run around a cone, come back, find their guy and block him. And I thought freshman Adarius Hayes was, now that they're in full pads, I think Adarius Hayes is someone that stands out physically. You know, you see a lot of the length, you see a lot of the size. And, you know, again, he's someone that seems willing to participate in the physicality of the game, which is a good, encouraging sign, you know, again, for a young linebacker that still has a long way to go. So, and then just, you know, some feedback I've been getting, you know, even just during the rest of the practice that we didn't get to see. I think the offense, you know, I think the offense led the way today from what I understand. You know, all the quarterbacks looked sharp. I heard every receiver essentially had a touchdown. It was definitely the offense's day today. Defense, it sounds like struggled some, you know, just today in this session. You know, but again, Miami has a high-powered offense, and it seemed like those guys did a really good job today. You know, so that's what I heard. That's the buzz that I kind of got, some early feedback from today's session. Maybe we'll have some more later.
Yeah, I think one thing I keep hearing is Isaiah Horton is flashing. So that's good. He's getting an opportunity to show what he can do with the first team at wide receiver alongside Xavier Restrepo and Jacoby George. And he's making the most of it with his speed and ability to separate with that long speed. So that is good. In terms of post-practice interviews, we got to talk with Jason Taylor, the defensive line coach, and Derek Nicholson, the linebackers coach, who is now the co-defensive coordinator. So new title for him, well deserved, because I do think he has a bright future and is a good coach for the program. Probably most interesting thing coming out of those sessions, it did seem like Coach Nicholson is very encouraged and excited about Wesley Bissaint's development this offseason. He's currently working in a red non-contact jersey, but Coach D. Nick is pleased with the way he's improved his approach, his mentality, his maturity with attacking every day. And he did note as well, he's also getting bigger, faster, stronger. So that is a nice development. Of course, Kiko Maui Noah is being held out this spring, but it appears Miami's going to have two solid linebackers in 2024. Gabby, I don't know if we touched last podcast, Instant Reaction Podcast, much on recruiting. So I don't know if there's anything to touch on from Tuesday or Wednesday, or also today, Thursday, if there's any big-time recruits that you want to touch on here quickly to round out this podcast.
Yeah, you know, just now as we're recording this podcast, Miami's on the back end of a visit with one of their top tight end targets in Brock Schott. You know, visit should be wrapping up, you know, shortly after we finish recording this podcast. But he spent all day Wednesday on campus, you know, a lot of academic feel, you know, spending some time around the school. He's here with mom and dad. It's a crucial unofficial spring unofficial visit, just because there might be a springtime commitment. So Miami, it sounds like to me, just from what I'm gathering, it sounds like this is a Miami, Ohio State type of battle with some other schools, you know, kind of in the mix, you know, like Notre Dame. I think he's going to go see Texas A&M when he leaves Miami, but I think Miami feels good about their standing so far. You know, I'll definitely have more feedback on how that visit went, you know, just here shortly. So, you know, stay locked into the site for that. You know, I think a few other guys, Miami had a wide receiver commit Wade and Charles on campus on Tuesday. You know, he continued kind of looking around. I think physically he looks impressive. He looks like he's a legit 6'2", you know, definitely in that 185-pound range that we have him listed at. I think he's definitely a pretty-looking wide receiver, a lot of what Miami's sort of looking for at the position. So, you know, I think that he's someone to, you know, just kind of continue to watch and monitor. On Wednesday, Miami had Ty Jackson, a top 247 linebacker from the Palm Beach County area, who's extremely productive, three straight seasons with over 100 tackles. And, you know, Miami wanted to kind of sit down with him, have him in the film room. That's exactly what they got to do Wednesday. Got some good feedback on that. I would definitely stay locked into, you know, recruiting updates over the weekend. It sounds like it's going to be a very, very busy weekend here in Coral Gables. Guys like Dallas Wilson, the top 247 wide receiver, Oregon commit out of the Tampa area, who's one of Miami's top targets. You're going to get Ben Hanks, the top local cornerback, back on campus for that Saturday. Sounds like they're probably going to scrimmage on Saturday, David. Is that right? I think they might be scrimmaging and doing a family barbecue here on Saturday. So it's going to be an eventful weekend, and they're going to get Chris Ewald, the local four-star cornerback, back on campus on Saturday too. So definitely keeping a close eye on that one, and plenty of others. You know, top 247 offensive lineman Jalen Matthews, amongst a host of prospects that are expected in. So a lot of recruiting news still to come on InsideTheU.com, and definitely stay locked in for that.
Recruiting never stops. Yeah, we'll get out of here on that. So Saturday is when Miami holds their next practice. Don't think there's going to be any media availability for that practice. So next time you will hear from us will probably be next week. Appreciate everyone for listening. Again, check out InsideTheU.com for more in-depth coverage on everything. Appreciate you all for listening, and take care.